can you say slip and slide?
Slip and slide.
Or crocodile mile? Your generation was more crocodile mile, right?
Slip and slide.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Slip and slide was still it when you were a kid?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I remember the crocodile mile commercials being on when I was a kid, and I thought, I want that one.
Oh, yeah. They were on, but those were...
For those noobs?
Those were for the rich kids.
For the rich noobs?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I think I got to experience a crocodile mile once, and... Yeah, it was pretty fun. The main benefit is that you don't slice up your torso with, you know, the grass blades.
Oh.
That was my big problem. Get done, looks like you've been whipped. Yeah, that was fun.
That's part of the experience, though.
I'm bleeding.
It builds character.
Mm. Bobby Trendy says he should replace Rosie O'Donnell on The View.
Oh, my God.
He's the flamboyant designer, a former designer for Anna Nicole Smith.
Ever since they were going to put him in that movie...
What, his ego has just gone through the roof?
Yeah.
I have many views and I love confrontation. Just give me a week on The View. Get the trendy view. No. Get out of here. Eh? That's kind of insulting to Rosie O'Donnell too, right? It's like, I'm not that big of a freak show. Leave me alone. I'm smiling.
No!
Rosie's smiling, somebody. She's gritting her teeth. Get her a pacifier. What? Okay, Bobby Brown wants a judge to reconsider his divorce to Whitney Houston.
Reconsider it?
Yeah. Can you, you know... he wants spousal and child support and a change in the custody agreement.
Spousal support?
Well, yeah, well, he says he's been homeless at times since they broke up. So that they're going to talk about it in June. They have a court appearance. Do you think he'll get any spousal support from Whitney?
I hope not.
He had a successful career at one point, right? It's not her fault that he threw away all of his money. Well, I don't know. Who do you think was buying the crack during those years?
I think he was at first.
So she may owe him some back crack money.
Yeah, but that's it. No more spousal money.
I'll say she just come up with a settlement for,
yeah.
Okay, you owe him this much in crack money, and then you can cut him free?
Yeah.
That sounds fair to me. There was a Free Paris Hilton rally in New York yesterday, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Highly publicized, you know, the internets all got together, and they were trying to, you know, get a big turnout, and they got three people to show up.
Hey!
They said she's a victim and a martyr. Yeah. Good for them. You think every little voice helps? Especially when three losers get together. Get together over Paris Hilton. They replayed the Paris Hilton episode of South Park last night. God, that's funny. Her and Mr. Slave have a whore off.
No.
she takes a pineapple and...
Oh.
Yeah. And then he takes Paris Hilton and, you know. It's good stuff. Hey, check out Jared from Subway. I guess back in college at Indiana, he was basically the porno rental store.
Nice.
Yeah. He ran, his collection was said to be vast and extensive. And he even did, it wasn't just a, you're my friend, here's a porno. It was, he actually charged rental fees. People would come from all over to take advantage of his deals. $1 a day per video.
I could actually see that from him.
Why?
Just because he looks kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, before the Subway deal, before he lost all that weight, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I think you need a lot of porno. I'm just saying, Jared. Meatball sub.